Adding Kickstun was pretty retarded. A short story by Lionheart Chevalier. I've only been kickstunned once since implementation, and that was because I was eating mace stab fangs from a skilled opponent. The irony, though, was Champ kickstunned me, and I didn't have enough time to get a slash in. So in many ways, it's as though kickstun doesn't exist, and we have normal kick, where kick ends the duel for stamina reasons, not because it gives you a free hit. But at my ping, it will usually give you a free hit. Noobs will still get raped by kickstun, though. And it's not like noobs needed a nerf, so... why did kickstun get added again? Chapter 2. Overall shield balance, though, is significantly improved by the other changes. Shield gets stabbed out consistently by Executioner Sword and Maul. But this is to be expected. More stamina buff would be nice for shields, but it's no longer as bad as before. But losing stamina by getting kicked when trying to get in one-hander range can still seal the fate of the shield user. Chapter 3. I think a slightly smaller parry box would be the best way to continue shield balance, but the recent changes are adequate. I get sidestabbed or waterfall fair and square, whereas before, nothing got through. But sometimes I misread where an attack goes and still get rewarded with an easy block. Chapter 4. Lower delay is gay. In duels or 1v1, it can still feel like a trap when going to punish a missed attack or when you want to forego your riposte to a morph slash feint. If I use Bastard Sword one-handed, I can easy someone with a bullshit cheese. I can parry, not riposte, then go to feint or morph or excel brainlessly. But with Bastard Sword slash Shield, I can't faint or morph without risking getting outright gambled. But even slow two-handers that backstep or get gamble kicked by someone who knows one kick may end the duel for me. And if the gamble fails, they only take one-hander damage, which is really threatening when mace is in play. Ironically, most of the hits I land using Bastard Sword slash Arming Sword and Shield, especially in 1vx, is because the X started spamming the stupid shield user who only has a one-hander. Get tons of assists when I use shield in teams. Chapter 5. Flinched parry and flinched block have to go. Flinched parry is frustrating because it's inconsistent, and when it goes down during multiple hits, it stays down. Flinched block feels totally unfair because I have to turtle behind some tiny piece of metal while using only one-handers while the enemies spam from all sides. Despite using one-hander weapons, meant specifically to gamble and steal initiative, I can't do that because of raise or lower delays. When I eventually get side hit or flanked by a polearm, spear, halberd, or even a quarterstaff, the shield comes down and it won't go back up. Shield mechanics defeat the purpose of a shield. Chapter 6. I do not bother with double parry, because if the second parry fails for ping or a misread, then everyone gets a swing in and I die. Better off trading the people around me instead of raging over flinched parries. Thank you all for listening. This is Lionheart Chevalier signing out. Good day.